Nearly 400 people worldwide have signed the petition. Posted on myspace.com/SaveEricHainstock, it urges officials to try him as a juvenile and allow him rehabilitation. Among the signers is Janesville resident Tanya Thornton. She says she doesn't condone Hainstock's actions, but says she can't condone the boy being tried as an adult either.
He's not an adult. And if you throw him into an adult prison, he's going to be with grown men that have probably raped and abused 15-year-olds. He needs psychiatric help.
Thornton says Hainstock was likely acting out against a school system that failed to help him. In a criminal complaint, Hainstock spoke of being bullied at Weston High School in Cazenovia. Carrie Barrichello of Streator, Illinois, wrote the petition. She says Hainstock was dealt a lot of hard luck early on, but trying him as an adult would only inflict further misfortune. Administrator for the Justice for Juveniles website, Barrichello says there are many kids like Hainstock who need leniency, not incarceration.
If they go into the adult system, they get no help. They get no rehabilitation. It's all about just paying back for the crime. But you know, this is still a 15-year-old bullied, abused child, and he snapped because of that reason. It doesn't mean that he can't be helped.
Barrichello admits getting lots of angry and heated messages from people who think the youth deserves the full brunt of the law for killing Klang. She says it will be a tough sell, even with a petition, to convince court officials to switch venues. Sauk County Prosecutor Pat Barrett says a petition has no legal bearing. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.